96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Republican congressional candidate Nina Baum is scheduled to visit Cable and Hayward this week as part of her bicycle tour across Wisconsin's 7th congressional district. According to the Baum campaign, Baum will be in Cable on Tuesday for a listening session with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation and to highlight the Kamba Trail system. After that, she will head to Hayward on Thursday to join in on the Lumberjack Bowl festivities before heading to Solon Springs. The campaign says the bicycle tour is designed to meet with residents and local organizations while learning more about the opportunities and challenges facing communities across northern Wisconsin. Baum is one of five Republicans seeking the party's nomination in the August 11th primary. She faces Don Riala, Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, and Kevin Hermenning. James Nett's Photography and Video is celebrating 15 years in downtown Hayward with a special open house this week. The open house will be on Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the studio on West 2nd Street. The event will have live music, complimentary food, wine specials, door prizes, and discounts on wildlife and landscape prints. Visitors can also explore the gallery and the studio's new wine alley. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is also scheduled for noon. The event is free and open to the public. The Le Coudre Health Center is inviting community members to help design its new logo. The health center is looking for an original, hand-created design inspired by Ojibwe floral art traditions that reflects health, healing, wellness, or compassionate care. They say AI-generated artwork will not be accepted. One winning design will be selected, and the artist will receive a $1,000 prize. Entries are due by October 31st. More information and submission details are available on the Le Coudre Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Facebook page. Former Wisconsin Congressman David Obie has endorsed Democratic candidate Fred Clark in the race for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Obie represented the district in the U.S. House from 1969 to 2011 and is the longest-serving Democratic representative from Wisconsin. In a statement released by the Clark campaign, Obie said Clark has demonstrated a commitment to working with people across political divides and called him qualified to represent northern Wisconsin in Congress. Clark said he is honored to receive Obie's endorsement, calling Obie a respected leader whose legacy continues to influence communities across the district. Clark is one of three Democrats seeking the party's nomination in the August 11th primary. He faces Chris Armstrong and Ginger Murray for the Democratic nomination. The winner will advance to the November general election for Wisconsin's 7th congressional district seat. Soybean growers in much of northern Wisconsin can now vote in this year's Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection began accepting ballots on Friday for two open seats on the board. The board oversees soybean checkoff funds, which support research, farmer education, new product development, and marketing efforts for Wisconsin's soybean industry. One of the open seats is for District 1, which represents many Northwoods counties. Sorona farmer Thomas Perlick is the only candidate for the seat. Eligible soybean growers should receive ballots by mail, and those who have not received one by July 25th can contact the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to request a ballot. Ballots must be postmarked by August 15th, and the elected board members will serve three-year terms beginning September 1st. For more information, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Former Wisconsin Congressman David Obie has endorsed Democratic candidate Fred Clark in the race for Wisconsin's 7th congressional district. Obie represented the district in the U.S. House from 1969 to 2011 and is the longest-serving Democratic representative from Wisconsin. In a statement released by the Clark campaign, Obie said Clark has demonstrated a commitment to working with people across political divides and called him qualified to represent northern Wisconsin in Congress. Clark said he is honored to receive Obie's Obie's endorsement, calling Obie a respected leader whose legacy continues to influence communities across the district. Clark is one of three Democrats seeking the party's nomination in the August 11th primary. He faces Chris Armstrong and Ginger Murray for the Democratic nomination. The winner will advance to the November general election for Wisconsin's 7th congressional district seat. Soybean growers in much of northern Wisconsin can now vote in this year's Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection began accepting ballots on Friday for two open seats on the board. The board oversees soybean checkoff funds, which support research, farmer education, new product development, and marketing efforts for Wisconsin's soybean industry. One of the open seats is for District 1, which represents many Northwoods counties. Sirona farmer Thomas Perlick is the only candidate for the seat. Eligible soybean growers should receive ballots by mail, and those who have not received one by July 25th can contact the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to request a ballot. Ballots must be postmarked by August 15th, and the elected board members will serve three-year terms beginning September 1st. For more information, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A popular national park in the UP is closing campgrounds after a wolf got a little too close for campers' comfort. Isle Royale park officials say over the past week, a wolf's been seen sniffing and pawing at tents, dragging backpacks away from tents, even going inside one tent. According to a news release, the wolf has become increasingly bold and shows signs of growing reliant on human food. Authorities say they'll increase their wolf deterrent efforts, which include air horns, paintball guns, and installing an alarm to alert visitors when a wolf comes around. The goal is to reopen by August 1st, but the closure may continue along with additional deterrent efforts if necessary. State authorities want to know what you think about Wisconsin state parks. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The Department of Natural Resources is still seeking public input on an update to the Wisconsin State Park System's strategic plan. According to a press release, the updated plan seeks to summarize the conditions of Wisconsin's state parks, identify any potential issues and opportunities to address, and serve as a strategic management guideline for a 10-year period. Residents interested in providing their feedback can learn more about the current strategic plan on the DNR's website and complete an online survey. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Public comments will be accepted until August 4th. The Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection has issued a public health alert for a bratwurst that's been mislabeled and could contain undeclared allergens. The brats are the Reuben-flavored bratwurst produced by Racco Family Sausage, located just outside Madison. Health officials say the brats contain soy and egg, which is not declared on the label. They want to make sure anyone who's allergic to soy or egg knows not to eat these brats. A statement on the company's Facebook page says the mistake happened on 9 pounds of brats. They were sold frozen at the Racco Family Sausages location in Judah. Three people went missing over the weekend when their pontoon boat capsized on Lake Pepin along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. Wabasha County deputies say they got a call around 10:45 Saturday night that people in the lake were screaming for help. First responders found three people in the lake holding on to an overturned pontoon boat. They told responders three others had been on the boat but couldn't be found. More than a dozen law enforcement agencies searched through the night with boats, drones, and helicopters. As of 10:30 Sunday morning, the people had still not been found. WCCO-TV News is reporting that the search operation has now turned to a recovery effort. Authorities say the pontoon boat flipped over after crashing with another boat in the dark. An invasive plant species never before found in Wisconsin has now been confirmed in the state. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us why the discovery could pose a threat to our native species.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says pale swallowwort was recently discovered along the Oconto and Shawano County line. The DNR says the discovery makes early detection especially important to prevent the vine from becoming established and spreading to other parts of the state. The vine grows over native vegetation, crowding out plants in forests and grasslands. It can also harm monarch butterflies, which mistake it for native milkweed. Due to those impacts, pale swallowwort is classified as a prohibited invasive species in Wisconsin. More information on identifying and reporting pale swallowwort is available through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone who believes they've found pale swallowwort is encouraged to report it to the DNR with photos and the location of the plant. We've got another heat wave to start out our work week. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory or extreme heat warning for the top two-thirds of our state. Details coming up in the forecast. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
It's the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's best hitters to compete in the Home Run Derby tonight at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. But for the first time in 32 years, it won't be on ESPN. Instead, the Derby's on Netflix. Coverage beginning tonight at 7 p.m. Now, yesterday, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 14-5. One of the worst performances by the crew this season. Pittsburgh scored 10 runs in the fourth inning. Starter Robert Gasser tagged with the loss, giving up 7 earned runs. That completed a three-game sweep of the Brewers over the weekend. Manager Pat Murphy:
guys are trying their hearts out, and guys, not everybody's on all cylinders right now, but we're going to set a record for wins in the first half in the franchise. We haven't had too many of these back-to-back losses all year.
Now the Brewers have off until Friday night when they host the Florida Marlins. NFL, Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie has signed a one-year contract extension that keeps him in Green Bay through next year, worth $4.8 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a hot, humid one today, mostly sunny with a high right around 95. That heat index today in the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again with a high in the mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.